start that time?
I don't freaking know.
When are we starting?
I guess right now.
Water. Yeah, we're good.
I'm so thirsty.
No, we're going.
I'm parched.
Hi, Travis.
Happy Easter. Well, today.
Not in a couple days when this airs.
Well, fuck it.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to BM Squared, presented by Mr. Brett and Mr. Tony, featuring Ashlyn and Abe.
I feel like it's presented by me, too.
Actually, it's with Ash and Abe.
Okay. It's like, you guys keep changing it on me.
Cute.
Anyways, what's up, guys? What did we watch this week?
Oh, we watched a movie.
Oh, I'm
guys.
Tony.
I'm Brett.
Oh, shit.
I'm Abe.
I'm Ashlyn.
And we watched the movie Raw Force from 1982.
Yeah, we did.
Written and directed by Edward D. Murphy.
Awesome.
Awesome. And Abe, why did we watch this movie?
Well, we watched this movie because Attack of the Killer podcast did a unwrapped episode, and they asked what movies haven't you watched that you own. So I own this awesome Grindhouse collection that I got at Shopko years and years ago, and I was like, screw it, I'm just going to post this. And Insane Mike, I know he loves Grindhouse movies, so I was like, pick one, and we'll watch it.
And there was, you said 20?
20 movies.
And there were some doozies of titles.
I was waiting for Frank and Tony.
Yeah.
You're the only one.
I know.
Just because it says your name on there.
I like my name. It's a good name.
It is a good name. I like Anthony better, though.
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest with you.
I don't like Anthony at all. Only when I'm in trouble.
You like it when you're in trouble when you get called Anthony?
It sounds like a kink.
Yeah, that did sound like a kink.
Only when I'm in trouble.
It's not a kink at all. You guys are twisting my world and I don't like it.
So yeah, Insane Mike, on their episode of the Unwrapped, he picked Raw Force out of the list of 20 titles for us to watch. And I did not watch a preview or anything
on
this movie.
Me neither.
You
guys
did have to go in blind.
Oh my God. I read the synopsis.
No, didn't even do that.
You didn't even do that?
No, I listened to what he said about it, and then a week later, I forgot what he said about it, and I was like, yep, I'm on board. Let's just go for it.
Let's do this. We did switch it up a little bit this week. We usually watch a movie on Shudder, but this came out of Abe's personal collection, like you said. And we all sat down and watched this movie together.
Aww.
Best way to watch this movie, though.
It was.
Just now. Well, it just
literally
finished. Yeah.
Yep. So. We finished the movie. We went outside and gathered our thoughts and compiled our notes. And,
yeah.
And then we went right into it.
We barely took notes. I mean, we have notes, but we don't have them all.
And Ashlyn was rushing us, too, wasn't
she?
Yeah,
she was. She wasn't about it.
This isn't my podcast. I like my other podcast.
Which is the same podcast.
Yeah. It's the same podcast.
It is.
We watched Raw Force. And spoiler warning, we're going to spoil this whole movie, so be warned. But it shouldn't matter because you can't find this movie, not a good copy at least. And it must be in the public domain because on this box set that Abe's got, it looks like it was copied onto the DVD from an old VHS. Complete with like the tracking going in and out throughout the whole movie.
The first time it happened, I found myself instinctually getting up to go mess with the tracking.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to fix this. Wait, no, it's a DVD.
I was expecting porn to be on it.
Like it got taped over?
Yeah.
Wait, didn't that happen to us once?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Sorry, guys.
God.
Weird night. Raw Force, this movie opens up without any production logos, too.
No. Right into the movie.
Right into the movie, and actually, all four of us were like, "Did it just start?"
I like that though.
That it just jumped right into it.
Yeah, just jump right into it. You know,
because
I don't like to watch. I don't like to wait.
Yeah.
And usually nowadays they have like four or five different logos,
like long ones. They're all like 20 seconds long.
Yeah, it's like the old. There's a bit in Family Guy about that when like you never know when you're actually watching the movie because like the production logos are going. It's like, oh, watching a period piece. Oh wait, no, it's just a production logo.
Production logo. Oh, the movie started now.
Nope. Just another one.
Nope, not yet.
This does not take place in space. So it starts out with human trafficking at the beginning, it looks like.
Yeah.
This plane full of people, of girls, basically. They are getting shipped off to this island with all these creepy-ass stoned monks.
Were they high?
They might as well have been.
They looked high, especially that like leader monk, the one that was always like
had crazy eyes.
Yeah, like he looked out of his gourd.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So
out of his gourd.
I like that. they give all these girls to the bad guys. They give all these girls to these monks, these crazy ass looking monks.
And you think they have sex with them, but they don't.
Yeah, but we don't learn that until about halfway through the movie.
But you're also really confused because, like, they play it up like that on purpose. Like, they make them strip naked.
Yeah.
And, like, any excuse to get the girls naked, and they find it.
But, you know, if you're going to cook them, you don't want clothes on them.
Nope. Not if you want the barbecue to be delicious.
Yeah.
That's right.
You just ruined it already.
I know. It was bound to happen. It was going to come out.
It's true.
It's not even that big of a deal in the movie, I feel like.
No, there's nothing in this movie that's like a twister.
Huge deal.
Yeah, no.
After we see the monks and everything, and also, side note here, the bad guys, they're all Nazis.
Yep.
Like the head bad guy has a Hitler stash.
Clearly, like Asian.
Yeah.
And like he looks like straight up Asian.
And like he's the Asian Hitler.
And he looked like the KFC colonel.
And he looked like the KFC colonel.
Always dressed in white.
And his Hitler stash kept falling off.
Yeah, he had a fake stash.
Yeah.
Yeah, and everything had changed.
But I mean,
it's kind of amazing.
I can't. If I was that actor, though, I wouldn't want to grow one out just for the movie, though, either, and have it on there for a couple weeks of filming.
But then, but it was like the early 80s. It could be like, I'm Chaplin.
Nah.
But they did need a bigger budget in the fake mustache department.
Yep.
Because they used all fog and explosion effects.
Oh my God, the effects were amazing in this movie. From here, we then go to a couple people on the mainland. A couple guys that they're from a ninja school, and they want to go to this warrior's island and see. Supposedly, they think there's an ancient group of monks there that have the ability to raise the dead, and they want to go meet them.
And they make it pretty obvious that they also want to take pictures of the monks, which, of course, that's exactly what every martial artist, they want to go disturb this group of monks
and take pictures
of them.
For their, kung fu school.
Yeah.
Because if you want, it to be official and, you need the picture of real monks.
Of real monks. They are able to get passage on a boat and they set sail. And here we have one of the most epic ninja scenes ever that I've ever seen that takes place on a boat between two of the characters and they're kind of trying to beat the shit out of each other. It's really awkward. And then the captain comes out and throws a big old hissy fit.
Well, I like as they're doing all this in the background. Because that's one thing about this movie. I feel like they went back and added a whole bunch of dialogue that was happening off screen just to pick up the silence.
Yeah.
Like to take out the silence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And there was one part where he was like, there's this guy off camera going, guys, stop it. Stop it. No.
Not even enthusiastic.
Oh, no.
No.
He was clearly reading and he did not really care what they were doing.
I forget which guy. He read every line like he should learn it.
Oh, that guy was amazing.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest.
He was the Chris Klein of the movie.
I don't even know anybody's names in this movie.
Names? They did not give you any character background or anything. Like, it was just placed here and there.
We got KFC Hitler.
KFC Hitler.
Nelly with the Band-Aids.
Oh, yeah. Nelly with the Band-Aids.
No, that was Dan Aykroyd because he looked like
He got the Band-Aids.
I referred to him as Dan Aykroyd.
I referred to him as Nelly. After the Band-Aids.
Okay, that makes sense, though. I can see that.
I like that.
But no, that boat scene. They're all fighting, kicking the shit out of each other.
And then the captain comes out, kind of breaks it up, throws a big old tantrum, and chews that one girl out for letting a martial arts demonstration go on.
On her boat.
On
How her, dare her.
But it's his boat. But it's her boat, but it's his boat.
Right.
Awesome ninja scene. And then they break it up and then they stop at this tourist island. And then we have some filler basically.
This whole movie was filler. What are you talking about?
No, yeah. Really, this movie was basically filler.
Yeah, basically. They go on this island. First, a couple of the characters go to an octagon fight. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And they're like cheering them on.
There was like so much good kung fu in this movie.
Yeah.
Non-ironically.
No, it was a lot of fun. The fight scenes were fun as fuck, I thought.
Yeah.
I've been spoiled though with now fight scenes. Like,
yeah.
I felt like the kung fu looked awfully staged. But I mean, for the time, that's how they looked.
Yeah, for the time.
I get it.
For the time, that was awesome. You got to take that into account.
Yeah.
So, while some of the characters are at an octagon fight, some go to a whorehouse.
Palace of 1001.
Palace of 1001 pleasures. I didn't.
Why'd they have to add the one? Because that's what drove me nuts. Like, it throws the whole title. Like, a house of 1,000 corpses, a house of 1,001 corpses.
But what happened if, you know, in the future, they logoed it at the one as a dildo? 1,001.
Oh,
they have the first one to go with. They still have one there.
I guess it's true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but sometimes you need two of those.
Yeah, you need two dildos.
Maybe they have like a double-ended guy that goes up around both sides and comes up.
Yeah.
1,000.
Ooh, yes. I like that. And then
the zeros could be boobs.
Yes.
Boom.
Or balls.
Boom.
Or balls. Okay.
Yeah, all right. I like how that's where Tony's brain went.
Yeah. Because how they would do the logo.
Yeah. Or the balls. And it has to have balls.
And the one on the left has to be a little bit bigger. Like me.
Everyone.
So some of them are at a whorehouse. And then it switches over and it shows Hitler.
KFC Hitler.
Sorry, KFC Hitler. Mm-hmm. He shows up and he's pretending to be a cop.
Very poorly.
Even running around like showing his badge to people and like moving before they can look at it,
because it really does get rated, right?
Oh,
and then he's like running around with his fake badge being like, I'm a cop too
to
the cops. I'm a cop too guys.
Are you a cop? I'm a cop too. High five.
I'm a cop, guys. God, this movie was so much ridiculous fun.
And then, real quick, though, I have to point out this note that I have. We have the scene where Magnum P.I., I never learned his real name, but I called him Magnum P.I., the drunk one.
Okay, I think that's the guy who couldn't.
Yeah, the drunk one.
The drunk one.
They had a scene where he was playing with a nipple like he was shuffling through his iPod. Like he didn't know how to fucking touch a boob at all. It cracked me up.
I've been touching boob like that forever. You've not been touching boob like that?
That's how they get the most pleasure.
That's how you have to.
I'd be like, please stop trying to tune the radio.
Abe's never played with boobs before. Jesus.
I know, right? What amateur over here.
God damn.
Oh, Lord.
There's a whorehouse raid. And then they escape. These characters, they escape the whorehouse. And then during the raid, and then what do? They go to a strip club.
Yep.
And then have a meeting about it.
Yeah.
The strip club. Like,
man, it was just crazy what happened to us guys. Like,
guys, because you know that's the only places on the island to hang out: the whore club and the strip club.
And then at this point, the bad guys, and that is who'd you say that was, Abe?
The bad guy was
not Nelly.
Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, Nelly.
So Dan.
Yeah. Dan Aykroyd, the Nelly guy.
The Nelly guy.
Yep.
So he comes up behind the captain while the captain's taking a piss with the smallest knife ever and like takes him hostage, the boat captain guy. Kind of. And then a fucking fight breaks out in the bar.
Dude.
A ninja fight. Every 2 seconds, there's a fucking ninja fight in this movie.
See, I like the cook. The cook was my favorite ninja guy.
Yes.
He was kicking ass in that bar.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, because, if you know... Under siege cook.
That's
you
right.
Don't have to be a martial artist.
Yep.
Thank you, Steven.
If you're on a boat and you're a cook, you have to know some martial arts.
You don't mess with that. Artist.
Yep. I feel like watching Under Siege now.
Me too. I really want to watch it.
I think it's on Prime, actually.
We should watch it.
Like after this?
Yes.
All right, podcast over. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, fuck you guys. Thanks, Attack of the Killer Podcast.
So yeah, so there is a fight in the bar. It's also epic. Another fucking epic ninja fight.
You know why I like this? You know why I like this?
What?
It happened in a ball.
Ooh.
That is Tony's dream.
Bar fight.
If anybody wants to get in a ball fight, contact us and we will fight.
Contact Tony.
Yeah.
I don't want to be anywhere near there.
We're not like his fight managers or something. Don't contact
I need a posse, guys.
I want to be there. I just don't want to be in it.
I'm not going
to
be in it.
No, I want to set up a camera and see it. I don't want to be there.
What if we're like looking inside the window? You
guys,
know,
guys, okay. I don't want to go to a ball fight myself. That's like weird.
We'll be there just outside the glass.
Here's the thing about the
We're with you in spirit.
Well, here's the thing about the bar fight, okay?
Cops.
If somebody came up and was beefing with you, I got your back in that bar fight.
For sure.
But you're the one out here looking to fight somebody.
I know.
So,
yeah.
I'm sorry, but that's on you, man.
But I need my backup for appearance.
Oh, yeah, but yeah. You'd also be that guy, like, I feel you would be antagonizing it to get it to that point. And that's the guy you don't back up in a bar fight.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
It's true.
You have to let it happen naturally.
And the one time I could have gotten a ball fight, I didn't let it happen.
One of my, back to the movie, one of my favorite, nice segue. That was hard. Yeah, nice. but seriously, everybody in this movie is a fucking ninja.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a ninja God. Or nude.
Or nude. Yep. Or both.
Or both.
Yes.
So one of my favorite parts is next. One of the guys, this dude, one of the bad guys, he runs out of the bar in the back, hops into this truck.
Oh, he's escaping. He's out.
Yeah, he's out. He's driving down in the fucking alley, and then one of the good guys comes out, totally ninja kicks the truck and sends it off the fucking road.
Yes.
That was kind of
amazing. Like, no lie.
It was like a straight up Mortal Kombat, like the flying kick thing and everything. Yeah. He went through the window and just... Awesome.
Oh, shit. They should have done that in slow-mo. They didn't do that.
The one time they used slow-mo, right?
They had slow motion so much in this movie.
But not right there, and they should have had it there.
I mean, for God's sake, later they have a table tipping over in slow-mo, foreshadowing. Just, but what right. the fuck?
Makes up for it.
Yeah, you know what? They should release it to Wattles Cut.
From there, they get back to the boat, their boat, and they take off, and they're off to go to the Forbidden Island. Mind you, this is like... half hour, right?
Oh,
half
yes.
hour, 35 minutes.
We are well into the movie.
Nowhere near the island yet.
No.
Okay. Nowhere near the island, guys. But they set off to get to it again. And then Nelly gets... This is the fight scene that he turns into Nelly. Danny mm-hmm. Aykroyd does.
He does.
He gets his bandages.
Okay.
They're like war scars on his face.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you. I wasn't paying much attention when you first started the Nelly thing, but now I get the Nelly thing.
Oh, yeah. No, he had one bandage on the side of his cheek, yeah. like right below the eye.
I just like that you guys named him that because of that.
We have to have something to name these characters. They didn't give us names at all in this.
I mean, I didn't look on IMDb to see if they have names, but...
Before we move too far away... Yeah. We have to talk about this ball scene. Was this the ball scene with the like little midget bald guy who broke his
No,
ice?
That's coming no. up.
Okay, I got confused where we're at.
Yeah.
It's easy to do. This movie is very confusing.
I was actually kind of nervous about doing this after watching the movie, but
I have
it's
no,
not going too bad
no,
so far.
No, we're doing good.
No, we're doing good.
At this part, you get the bandage. He turns into Nelly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Dan Aykroyd, Nelly. Formation, yeah.
Formation, yep. And then the bad guys, they come up with another plan, and now they want to kill everybody on the boat all of a sudden.
Yes.
Yep.
They're done with kidnapping.
But the whole thing, like, this is the first or second time that they've attacked this group, right? And it's always like a Roadrunner, like Wile E. Coyote, like, you know what I mean? Like dynamic between the group and these bad guys. Because the bad guys are always trying and always fucking up.
Yeah, they have no idea what to do.
Yeah. These bad guys are terrible. So from here, then, we get... It basically delves into a bunch of boat stories going all at the same time.
It's basically one big party on a boat, yep. and then you get like, it's like a four room situation. Yeah. You get a story over here, a story over there.
Yep. And like, even when we're watching it, we compare it to, you know, Jason Takes Manhattan, because they never get to the boat, the island. They'll sit on the boat.
Yeah. This fucking island
doesn't exist.
Doesn't come, they don't get to the island until 50 minutes into the hour and 20 minute movie.
Maybe an hour into it.
They could get the rights to film on this island. It's basically what it boiled down to.
And then it came in at the last minute.
Oh, crap, guys, we got it. We got the scheduling down. Let's get in there.
We can actually go to the
island. But we have to take a lifeboat, but we'll film it like we have to.
So yeah, we go to a bunch of boat stories in different rooms and stuff. One of the girls I love right here. You actually get a name right here. And the one time they give you a name in this movie, and the name of this girl is Cookie Woodchill.
That's a kick-ass name.
That's a pretty fucking tight name.
That's a stripper name.
That's porn name.
Well, this movie, basically, it's all boobs. It's all it's this movie is boobs and ninja fights.
And Bush.
Yep. It seemed like they were making a porn. I'm like, ooh, let's make this an actual movie.
See, I've always heard the term sexploitation, and I never really understood it until I saw it in the movie. And I'm like, okay, I completely get the... I know what you're going for there.
That's what this is.
Basically, it's like any excuse we can get someone naked. Some tits. Let's do it.
Let's put some tits. We got a lot of close-ups on tits in this movie.
A lot. Yeah.
Oh, did we?
And ass. We got a lot of close-ups of ass.
Are we at the part where the guy who can't get the pants off?
Not yet.
No. Yeah.
Yes, we're there.
That's one of the boat stories.
Yep.
Yeah, is the guy trying to take the girl's pants off?
Like, so he's down. Down. Yeah, he's down there. Like, he's ready to go, and he's struggling with her.
You know what? She could easily take off the pants, but she's holding a cup.
Yeah, she's busy getting drunk.
Yeah, she's too busy.
And he's just telling her to calm down. He can do it.
But he's the one freaking out.
Yeah, and she's like, man, let it happen when it happens.
Which, she is the girl from I Spit on Your Grave.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah. And, fun fact.
And a cameo, you said, from the remake, yeah, and right?
a cameo. Oh, I don't know. Like, was there two remakes?
Because
it said... I got rid of it already.
From like 09 or 10 or something.
Well, there's one in 2019. It's called I Spit on Your Grave. I forget, but yeah, it said two different ones. But yeah, she was paid in cash for her role, which isn't a good sign
of the quality of the movie.
Yeah.
Oh shit. So yeah, there's that guy. There's a way religious guy who this girl comes up and tries to flirt with him here, and he tells her that everybody there is for the devil.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is the devil's den.
Yeah, the devil's den. You're all here for the devil.
Honestly, if someone said that to me when I was just like, hi, you know, how's it going? I'd be like, okay, bye.
Well, you notice they were never seen together again for the rest of the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I'd be like, you damn right.
Yeah.
I'm here for devil shit.
I'm here to do the devil's work.
Also, I liked the bald bartender here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's the ice guy.
Yeah, the ice guy. Fucking headbutts ice.
I want to hire this guy
for parties.
Because basically, he's a bartender. He stands behind a big old block of ice. You need ice, he headbutts the motherfucker.
Yeah.
You have cubed ice.
You got cubed ice. How does he crush it then?
With his head. That's the only way you can crush ice.
That's why he's bald.
He's got to do it like more.
Yeah.
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 You didn't know that? And he was like impressed.
One headbutt for crushed and then.
First
of all, I don't want that bald ass head on my ice though.
That's true.
And he was sweaty.
He was sweaty.
He was so sweaty.
And he had weird hair and like he had the mutton chops, but bald on top and then hair in the
back. It was a very Gallagher look.
It was weird.
He would cut the mutton with his head.
Yeah.
And he was a ginger.
He was.
We don't want ginger eyes.
Ginger. Also, guys, this is the part with the dude. You remember the dude that couldn't kiss? Yeah, he was like trying to just suck her whole mouth.
Literally. Oh yeah, and like, hey, just pretend you're an alien and they don't know how to kiss. Action.
Yeah.
it basically, this whole scene, it's like 10 minutes of like the most awkward orgy you've ever seen.
Yeah. Do you think it was like also like really this was just porn tryouts and like, you know, we have all this footage. Let's just throw it together in a movie.
Honestly, with the acting, I feel like it was a bunch of people in the porn business.
Yeah.
That decided to try to make a horror movie.
Yo, I could see that because they were all kind of cute, but also not really cute.
Yeah. Right.
But kind of trashy.
And be like, hey, let's get out of porn and make movies. And this is what happened.
This was the bridge.
Yep.
And then they went back to porn right after this.
Yeah.
Those monks I could see in some freaky ass porn, just saying.
Ooh.
The monks? The stone monks?
Yeah.
Oh, God. At this point, the bad guys take over the boat. They all come rushing on up and they attack. And I know we all loved this part, guys. This is the part where one of the bad guys hits one of the good guys, like slashes him with a sword. And the good guy, I don't even know who the fuck it was, but the good guy brings his hand up to his head.
Oh yeah.
And all on camera, the guy has you can see as he hits himself with one of those blood caps.
Yep.
And you see it on camera, him hitting his, like, the side of his mouth.
And then, like, kind of spitting it out.
It was amazing.
He gets chopped with the sword, and then he touches like his face, chest. And then all of a sudden there's blood everywhere.
Like, you know.
You see it explode.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, you do that before the scene, and then, like, spit it out when you get hit. Nobody would have known.
I think it made it better this way.
And the look on his face, like, oh crap, I was supposed to do this.
And oh then, shit, I forgot to put it in my mouth.
Oh no, I'm just gonna do it now. All right, and they left it in.
If they notice, we've already lost them.
Oh, they lost us way before the scene.
Oh shit. Then we have a bunch of different fight scenes. We have an awesome bedroom fight scene here.
Is that the one? Oh yeah, because they were about ready to have sex.
Well, mm-hmm. Yeah.
The murderer.
Okay, the two people are about to have sex, and then the bad guy comes in, the Nazi, yeah. and he beats up the dude, and then he ties down the girl, and then he's about to rape her when the Asian ninja.
Although, yeah, I think she was kind of into that. if she
wasn't, she was acting horribly.
Also, can we just say that she was like, "Yeah, I'm wanted for murder."
Yeah.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
Yeah, she confessed that to the Chris Klein actor.
She killed her boyfriend.
And then he was like, oh, no.
Yeah, and then dude who was about to have sex with her, he was like, I'm ready to go.
Maybe
like,
we shouldn't fuck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy. And then the Nazi kicks the door in and starts like flinging gasoline everywhere. And then the guy she's about to have sex with, the Chris Klein guy, he's like, oh, golly.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, golly. And then golly.
And then he gets beat up with a gas can.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, who gets beat up with a gas can?
A plastic one at
Chris
that.
Klein does.
Yeah.
Continue. Okay. The bad guy's about to rape the girl that he's got tied down, and then the ninja cook comes in and just whomps some ass all over the fucking room.
It was amazing.
The room and the bathroom.
Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty tight.
And then the Nazi gets shoved into the bathroom. He's like, he's hiding.
He's
and
so then scared.
His foot comes through that door. His eyes get like big old saucers. So funny watching him freak out.
Then the bad guys set fire to the boat with the best fire effects I've ever seen in a movie. I don't even know how to describe it.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Like the whole screen turned red, kind of. And like there's like an effect of flames, but it's kind of like they took a picture of fire and they added it on
like
top.
Like superimposed it over it. Yeah.
Over the regular footage. So like the whole screen just turns into a big old ball of fire.
It makes it great because it looks like they didn't try at all.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what I loved about it.
He's like, how do we do this fire effect? I don't know. Let's just throw a picture of fire on there. We'll look good.
It'll fucking work.
Yeah.
So the remaining bad guys, they get off the boat, but the boat's on fire and it's going down. So the good guys, they have to hop onto a life raft. And then we have a scene where it's explained that the monks, they pay the bad guys to get them the girls so that they can eat them. And that gives them the power to raise the dead.
The power of voodoo.
Yeah. Boom. Keep in mind, we are now like well over halfway through the movie and they give us plot points that are kind of pivotal at the very beginning of the movie.
Yeah. But they could have told us this
way long ago. Let's just sprinkle this in here.
Yeah.
They had like that random scene when they're in the fucking airplane and they're like, there's like 5 minutes of exposition about everything that we could have had long ago.
Yeah. Actually, there was some exposition in the plane in the beginning that was really random.
Was there?
Yeah. Before they got to the boat, they were like, it seemed like a paragraph exposition.
Oh, is this when they were having the jade and everything?
Yeah.
And they're loading it up? Gotcha.
Yeah, there was like some exposition now.
Huh. So you find out all that exposition pretty late into the movie. And then we go to the good guys. They're on the life raft. A plane goes overhead, and the ship captain thinks it's the best idea to shoot at the plane with his fucking handgun.
Yeah.
He didn't warn anybody. He just started, like, firing from the... He's like, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom,
boom,
boom.
Yeah, just pulls that shit out. And they don't know it, but it's the bad guys in the plane.
Yeah.
And somehow the bad guys on the plane can hear over the plane and hear the gunshots from way down below.
And they were, like, off key, like... so after he shot them.
Yeah, and I loved the way he described it. He's like, "What's that popping noise? Is someone making popcorn?"
And then he knew exactly from up in the air, like, "They're the people from the boat."
Oh shit! So the bad guys they do fly away here because they know where this life raft is heading. And then next, our good guy group, they find the island. Now we're 50 minutes into the movie of the 120 minutes. So they finally find it.
That they've been hinting at this island the whole fucking movie.
That's all anybody ever talks about is tits and fucking islands.
And the fucking warrior island where there's zombie warriors.
We're finally on the fucking island.
Yeah.
So, they depart their life raft, get on Warrior's Island, and they go searching for help, walking through these woods.
And this is where the movie cranks it to 11.
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
Because they're just walking through, and they stumble upon this little cemetery with one of the best lines from the fucking movie.
Yeah, yeah.
This must be where they bury the goddamn kung fu fighters.
Yep. Not anybody else, but the kung fu fighters.
Goddamn kung fu fighters.
I think that line got the biggest laugh from all of us.
Oh, no, for sure.
Yes.
That was my favorite line.
And then this bad guy has a bazooka. Yeah. That doesn't kill anybody.
Asian Hitler just pops up with a bazooka.
Yeah, out of nowhere.
Yeah.
After an epic line like that.
And then,
then you need an explosion.
And then he shoots them, and I don't know. And then he just shoots them again with a bazooka, which I don't think is possible.
Unless he's carrying around a bunch of rockets, it's one shot.
I think it shot three times.
Yep, he blew up four trees.
And then the guy took it, was still holding it like he was going to file. And he didn't kill anybody with it.
Then you have the other random samurai who stands up from behind the tombstone, starts waving around a samurai sword, then ducks back down behind it. Yep. What the fuck was that?
And then they were going after him, and then the lady, we didn't even talk about the captain and the lady,
random love story that just pops up.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
And she had bullets down her bra. That made no sense.
Second best line of the movie right here. Go ahead, Brett. Yeah,
that was a great line. It was the guy says, "I saw Clint Eastwood do this in a movie once," and then he takes the bullets out and loads the gun.
Yes,
and
that's what he saw in the movie. That's what he loaded the gun.
A gun getting loaded.
then he fucking pops out and he starts shooting, and he's like, pop, pop, pop,
and,
pop, pop,
and,
pop.
And then the bad guys are all in a line, approaching them, and then they all ran away.
They act like in Monty Python, run away, run away.
The good guys, like you said, they run off the bad guys, and then our good guy group, they get met with by the stoned monks. They show up to tell them to follow them, and then they take them back to this weird, it was pretty cool looking. This like a little like kind of outdoor roomy kind of thing,
a little Caribbean little setup of a thing.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, which is cool looking.
They shouldn't have followed those monks though, because the whole time they told them we can help you and everything.
Yeah.
Just follow us. And then they're just giggling as they're all walking.
That's what I'm saying. And they're always giggling.
Yeah, giggling.
And they got crazy stoned eyes. These motherfuckers.
One of them is frolicking all the way.
Just clapping.
They seem like really good guys.
Like you would hang out with them?
I want to hang out with them.
No.
Until supper time. I'm going to go home and eat, guys.
I'm sorry, good, monks. Guys.
Dude, they're up to no good, though. Like grown people who skip, they're up to no good.
They're up and skip and clap.
Yeah.
Like both.
Yeah.
It's up a deadly combination. Good.
And when you add in the whole, the robes and the religious factor of it, it makes it even creepier. And,
yeah, it does.
Yeah, no, we're not following these guys.
The monks take them to this cool little room, and they set them down, and they chew them the fuck out. And they're kind of yelling at them. Monks, by the way,
yes,
are just chewing them out.
How dare you?
And then they tell them that they'll help them get off the island, this group of people, but they have to earn it, .. by fighting.
Of course, what monk wouldn't?
I watched Kung Fu Monk.
Oh, my God.
I'm joking.
What's Kung Fu Monk? I've heard of Bulletproof Monk.
I'm thinking of that one.
Okay. with Stifler, Sean, right?
Winter, yeah. Oh, Chris Klein connection with Willow Pie.
I love that name. The movie sucked.
It did.
I think it's one of three movies I've ever walked out of.
I watched it all.
What was the other two?
One of them for sure. I'd have to think.
The only movie I ever walked out of was Envy.
I watched that whole piece of shit.
I watched Bulletproof Monk, that whole piece of shit.
I like to love all movies, but there's a handful that I know, and that's one of them. What was the Made in Manhattan with J-Lo?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was so fucking
tight.
I saw that in theaters.
I can't believe you guys like
I got
paid
that
money
one.
To
no,
watch
no, actually,
that.
It was...
I even sat through all of Geely.
Me too, but this was when we walked into the movie theater and we never paid.
Yeah, well... All right, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
Wow, I've never seen any of those movies.
You didn't make mess. Well, you were like 8.
I'm not that much younger. I was probably... No, I was teenager.
I did 10.
Somewhere.
11.
So, from here, though, the monks tell them, yeah, that they gotta fight some motherfuckers, and then they'll help them. And then they take all of them over to this, like, awesome outdoor buffet. Looks great.
It's like I know. A bunch of it's so much fruit. Love it.
Oh, everything's so fresh.
But I would be like, where the meat?
Yeah, that's they didn't have any meat.
No,
like,
they didn't.
Like even the chef was like, well, this is just appetizers. When's the main course coming?
Ooh, they don't want to know.
Oh, that's true. It's going to be barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony loves barbecue. Mm-hmm. I bet Tony would eat it.
I would.
I bet Tony would.
If I had barbecue sauce, I'm down.
He'd be like, oh, is this a finger? That's cool. That's barbecue cool. flavor.
Hey, I'm not going to choke anymore. I'm going to eat it.
Ooh, ooh.
God damn, guys. They get taken to this buffet. Guys, I'm not eating anything on that buffet.
No.
They just told me that I'm going to have to fight my way off this fucking island.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that
here's
shit.
Here's some food.
Yeah, here's some food. They're going to put something in there. Probably not to kill me, but
wait,
like.
Wait, are you
but like,
basically
slow
not going to eat anything?
That's. damn it. Why do I have to have this hunger? And I'm a stress eater. I'd be stressed
know,
the fuck out.
I know.
Give me all of the food.
I know you, Brett. I know.
They'd come for me the next day, and I would have died from, like, fruit OD.
And they have this awkward dialogue right here.
Yes.
This is where the captain and the owner, I'm not sure what the dynamic is there, but anyway, I feel like they had nothing to talk about. Like, the director or the writer wrote nothing for this scene.
I don't think he wrote anything with a movie.
Just they were sitting improv. There talking like, I worked for Warner Brothers at one time.
And then Universal?
I took the Universal tours. Like, okay, you guys talking about, like, is this real? Or are you just telling your biography right now? Like,
yeah.
I think it was whole biography, and they just left the camera on, like, we're leaving it there.
We need filler.
Yeah.
This movie legit was probably at least like 60% filler.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do for this scene? I don't know, guys.
I don't
do
know.
Something,
do
act
something.
Naturally.
Do something.
Take your shirt off, maybe.
Yeah,
show him tits.
I'm having trouble getting the pants off. Should we cut? No, we're going
to
leave it all in.
Just keep going. Act in
just
character.
Keep telling her to relax or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't
know. Don't worry. We'll cut
it
out.
You'll figure it out, man.
Yeah, you got this.
Then you see the monks, they bring some dudes back from the dead in a creepy dungeon so that they can fight the good guys. They're gonna sick these zombies that
zombie
they're bringing
samurais.
Out. Yep, we finally get zombies.
Yeah, we do.
On the zombie island, thank goodness.
It was Royal Island?
You know what I was a little bit disappointed about with this movie? I felt like any time it showed the zombies now, it was always in slow motion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
it was only slow motion
this
zombies.
Is, yeah, basically the rest of this movie was, I'd say, 40-50% slow-mo.
Yeah, slow-mo.
From here on.
It was like Zack Snyder did it.
Yeah, there's a lot of slow-mo zombies walking, monks walking slowly.
Tables flipping.
Tables tipping over in slow motion.
Over in slow-mo.
That was funny.
They were like, we need to get to 120 minutes, guys.
Anything we can do.
Yeah, let's slow motion here. It makes no sense. Have you seen this movie? Let's go.
We've got boobs in it. It's going to make our budget back.
Hey, we got the tits and ass and the action. We got it.
I love it, though. The good guy group, they save this girl. The monks are about to sacrifice this girl to the fighting zombies that they just raised from the dead.
And I feel like one of these monks right here, the one that was preparing her, was like a teenage boy.
The one that was basting her?
Basting her boobs the whole time. Like he was, like it was awkwardly, like he was going
guys,
out of his way to get to her boobs.
Basted
some
boobs.
I guess I haven't, but if I did, maybe I would.
Once you have, you don't go back.
You have to do the boobs real good.
You might as well.
And then, like, you'd have to do my boobs
extremely
well.
And then you do that, and then you twist it like a radio. That's how they like it, Abe.
Oh, my God. This movie taught you bad habits.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
Don't get any sex habits from the movie Raw Force,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, please.
No.
What not to do.
Or what not to do.
There you go.
The good guy group, they're able to save this girl from the monks, but then they get attacked by the zombies, and the zombies chase them. And it's going in between the regular people, the good guy group. They're running away. Just like normally, it's just, filmed normally.
Right.
And then it'll cut from that to the slow-mo zombies.
Slow-mo zombie monks.
Back to the regular, and then back to the slow-mo. It just keeps going back and forth over and over again. And it was that
really
part,
awkwardly.
It was annoying,
a little distracting.
And then I should, like, looked in on what the monks were doing, and they were having a good time.
Oh, they were having a great time.
And, like, I couldn't be mad at them.
The monks are, like, my favorite part of this movie. I love 100%. The monks. the zombies are chasing them. The good guys, they get away by burning one side of a bridge, a rope bridge.
Cutting it. They didn't cut it.
And
even though there was a sword.
They had a fucking sword.
They had a sword that they cut off a guy's head with.
Yeah.
And he's just sitting there holding the flame under guy. Come on, guys, quit. Get across.
For like 3 minutes.
And he did it at the top. Well, not born. He should have done it at the bottom.
Yeah, that's true.
It makes set the whole bridge on fire.
And only half of it fell, but then the whole bridge fell.
And then and then the zombies are like, plopped.
Yep, the zombies were all on the bridge, and they go down.
I'm pretty sure that was in slow-mo, too, when the bridge
Of course it was.
Slow-mo and very bad lighting. You could barely see what was happening.
But that could have been the tape.
Because I remember while we were watching it, you guys were keeping the kill count. Mm-hmm. Both of you guys were. Or actually, all three of you guys were. And at that part, you guys were all like, was there a human on there? Like,
yeah.
Or was that all zombies? I couldn't see very well.
What, the one? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe one person? No.
Yeah, we had a debate. So.
Yeah. then they get away from the zombies for the time being by burning the bridge, and they find a plane.
And then out of nowhere, it's daytime now.
Yeah, that's true. It's all of a sudden, like, completely daytime.
They've been walking for like 12 hours, apparently.
Yeah.
And walking they were, because when it kicks off again, they're not running for their lives. Like, they did stop.
Yeah. After the bridge, they were just walking casually
just
to the woods.
They may
They
might have taken a nap. Who knows?
Yeah, they could have taken a nap. they find the plane from before that the bad guys had. But then KFC Hitler catches up to them.
I hate KFC Hitler.
Him and Nelly. They catch up to the group. And then as they're like, don't move. Then the zombies, they come out, and the monks now have the zombie ninjas just attacking everybody, not just the good guy group.
They had an agreement at first.
Yeah, but apparently the agreement's off, and the monks are just like, kill fucking everybody, good guys and bad guys. So everybody's getting attacked. Huge fight here, guys, with, like I said, zombie ninjas.
Well, this is before, after they got to the plane, and were like, oh, we need the keys.
I think it's basically at that part. Because some of the characters, they go off to try to start the...
Because they got on the plane, like, oh, good, this is the end. We're like, we're not to a minute, an hour and 20 minutes. We need to go back.
We need something else here.
Keys. And then he goes all the way back to tell the main group, don't worry, guys, I'll just hotwire it.
Yeah, I'll hotwire it, guys.
Why didn't he just say that to begin with?
Or just hotwire it and then yell out to him, be like, I got it started.
Yeah,
dude.
Right?
Let's go.
It doesn't matter how it Pop started. Get
they
in.
Wouldn't even have to yell. No, they would hear the
true.
Plane start and it'd be fine.
That's true. They'd hear the plane and they'd start running.
Yeah.
But they don't. So it's three trips. Like, he goes initially to see if they can do it. And then he goes back to tell them.
And then the bad guy, KFC Hitler, is on the plane and takes over at one point.
Yep. At one point, KFC Hitler is able to hop onto the plane, and the good guys don't notice it. Two of them, the two that are trying to jump start the plane. And he attacks the KFC Hitler attacks them, and you think he's gonna have the upper hand.
He has them at his will.
Yeah.
He can do whatever. He can fuck them up.
He could fuck them up, take over that plane, save the day, get in good with the monks again. But what does he do? He's tempted, and everybody in life is tempted by something. He looks out because the plane boat is moving across the water at this point. And he looks out, and he looks in the water, and he sees piranhas. Yeah. And he's tempted. He's just like, I gotta take a dip right fucking
now, gotta
guys.
Bathe.
Yeah. So he jumps in with the piranhas.
Yeah, makes no sense.
He's winning the fucking fight on the plane.
He literally winning. He could take off and win. But then he's just like, no, guys, I'm gonna take my chances in the piranhas.
I gotta swim.
I need to get in there.
So he does. He commits suicide.
Was my favorite death. That was cool.
The close-ups of, yeah. Is that what you mean?
I mean, I'm sure it's stock footage, but it is still cool.
Did Nellie Ackroyd die?
God, how did... Oh, my God. How did Nellie die?
The zombie.
Okay, yeah.
Which zombie?
Wait, who's Nellie again? Yeah, zombie. Yeah,
Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, the zombie outside of the cave.
Okay, yeah. No.
All you see is he gets, like, hit a couple times. Mm. He's on the ground, and then like that's all we see of him ever again.
So he might be might be limp because they did have a to be continued at the end.
Yeah, at the very end, before the screen goes to black, they have a to be continued. It was probably setting him up for the sequel.
Yeah, Nellie, too hot. Is it hot in here?
Is this writer director still alive? Do you think we need to? We need to. What if he has Twitter? We need to ask him. If he
Why
has a Twitter,
there's no more Raw Force.
Yes.
If like what he was planning on for the sequel to this.
Well, I'm on his biography in IMDb.
Yeah. And he hasn't made a movie since 1983.
There's no picture of him.
Oh, that's a bad
there's
sign.
No birthday, no death day. Yeah. All it says was he was
he's known for Goodfellas?
He was an actor in Goodfellas. He was Liquor Cop number one.
Okay.
He was director of Heated Vengeance. Huh. Director of Raw Force, and then he was a security guard in Three Men and a Baby.
Oh, okay.
He's had a weird career.
Like I only tweeted Chris Klein this episode.
Oh, okay. Fuck it. Ask him if he'll star in a remake of this.
Oh, well.
Tony Jaa,
that would kind of be dope.
You know what? Tony Jaa as the Abe just lit up.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Like,
as the chef.
If Chris Klein responds to this, I'll ask.
Can we also have Tony Jaa please direct this so hopefully he kind of loses his mind again? And just bonkers.
Wasn't he like sacrificing chickens on like behind the scenes?
That was for Ong Bak.
I'll wait 24 hours and then I'll tweet him again if he doesn't reply.
Okay.
I don't want to be blocked by Chris Klein.
I mean, or do you?
No, you don't want to be. No.
No.
I didn't know he has a Twitter though. I'm happy to know that. I'm going to follow him.
I did. Blair and Tony with Ash and Abe all following him now.
Awesome.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
So, right here, there's still that fight going on the beach. The plane, after KFC Nazi guy, Hitler guy, after he commits suicide, the plane, they got it all started and everything. They got to swing around and go pick up the rest of their group. And while that's going on, there's still that fucking epic fight going on the beach. Right here, we have to point out, guys, actually, Ashlyn pointed it out during the movie.
Yep.
There's this flag that's like stood up in a couple of the shots.
Yeah,
I couldn't get a picture.
That has crab hands on it. It's a crab flag.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we need to get like a screen grab of that.
We would have better luck just making our own flag.
Actually,
you're not going to get a good shot of that thing in there.
How do you make a flag?
How do you make a flag?
I'm sure there's a website.
You know
for
what?
It.
We should make.
I had that
a Brett and Tony
earlier
with
today
and Abe
when we
flag.
Were
yes
when we were on our way over here.
Yes,
there was a house that had the. Did you guys know the Assembly of God has their own flag?
Huh. Yeah,
I saw it all the time growing up. It's basically a big white flag. In the top left corner, there's a blue square and there's a red cross in it. Oh. It's an Assembly of God flag. Weird. But anyway, so yeah, we can get our own. Our own Paragons flag.
Yes,
I'm
cool.
Just saying.
We need that.
That would be dope.
We're gonna be a real fucking cult, guys.
It's gonna be great.
Oh my God!
And then once we get Patreon, we can have that be a pork.
Boom!
That you get to be.
You get a flag.
Oh. So, at this point, everybody that's still alive, they're able to get to the plane, but. As they're getting on the plane, on the dock, there's another epic ninja fight with fucking ninja zombies.
I don't know if I'd say epic.
No.
That was awesome.
At one point, you had one zombie doing leapfrog over the...
And then he looked like he was scared he was going to fall off, so he, like, grabbed onto the thing.
Well, and in the water, all around him is the fucking piranha still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was Daniel.
The whole time, because on the dock, you have the cook.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have...
Who at one point gets thrown in and almost
dies.
Well, he's Steven Seagal. He can't be killed.
He can't be killed.
And then you have the guy who, for some stupid reason, ever since the bar fight, he's been wearing a stupid cast on his foot, but doesn't need a crutch to walk. He's just walking on his cast.
But they paid off the crutch. Yeah, they paid off the crutch.
They did. I don't even remember what part.
He tripped some guy on the boat.
Yeah. He tripped some guy with it.
Yeah, he tripped some people with it.
But basically, you have the cook the whole time. All he's doing is he's tossing people towards him, towards the guy with the cast on. He's like, here, deal with this one. Here, deal with this one.
Because that cast is powerful. It can beat somebody up.
There you go.
Yeah.
Guess you got to use it for something.
So yeah, there's that dock fight, and then they're able to all get on the plane and take the fuck off.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, before, to be continued.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. there's the Jesus guy. Well, yeah. There's the pilot. The pilot, as he's driving everybody away off into a happy ending, he looks over to the camera outside of the plane and winks. And winks, and then it just goes to the plane going off, and it says to be continued.
Yep.
I really have to know what the sequel was going to be.
Oh my god!
I need to know why he's winking.
I need to know so much from this movie.
Maybe it was like to be continued, and he's like, "Yeah, sure, it is. Yeah, right." So yeah.
Oh, so we have. Are we done with the movie? Because we gotta wet it.
We got a Reddit poll, guys.
If you didn't know, we are on Reddit now.
Hell yeah, we are.
So we had threw up a poll.
All right.
So it was, I asked, have you seen the 1982 film Waffles? And
how many votes?
We got 69 votes.
Hey. For real?
Yeah. 69. Jesus.
For real.
Yeah. Two said, yes, I love Waffles.
Okay.
Two?
Yeah.
Two.
Two out of 69. Yeah.
So we've got 67 people left.
Zero said, yes, I didn't like Waffles.
Huh. Oh, wait. So nobody said that they've seen it but didn't like it.
Right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So four people said, no, I hate cinema.
Okay.
Because that would be the option.
Four people hate movies that listen to us?
Yeah.
Well, basically I said no because they've not seen it, but now I'm like, I hate cinema.
I hate cinema.
That's going to be all to go to know.
Okay.
And then 63 people said, what's a Waffles?
What the fuck is a Raw-force? Damn, 63. Never heard of it?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair,
yeah.
I mean, I had never heard of this.
This has been sitting on my shelf for like, I'd say 10 years, and I didn't know that name was on there.
Damn.
I got focused on some of the other names, but yeah.
Like Frank and Tony.
I meant like Frankenstein, but Frank and Tony.
And I'm like, I want to see that.
Frank and Tony. All right. Now, since we're done with the movie, we're going to kick it over to the PFPN ad slogan.
I think it's a jingle. Here's the commercial jingle.
Isn't it a bumble?
Here's the commercial jingle.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
Oh, thank you, thepfpn.com.
Thepfpn.com.
I like that jingle. Play that jingle to sleep.
So, let's...
I don't know what that means.
Do we have a kill count on
this
movie?
Yes, we do.
An accurate one.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I mean, there was a little bit of dispute between us. We were all basically, like, I think, Tony, you had 14?
No, I had...
he had 15. I had 13.
I had 14.
Yeah, you had 14, you had 13, and I had 17. So we were all basically.
And that's averaged out to my 14. Yeah. Actually, no, I had 16.
Yeah, you had more.
I had 15.
Yeah.
Okay, 15. 15, 13, and 16.
Yeah. So we said 14.
Yeah, so we just averaged out to 14.
So,
okay, so this is 14.
Yep. Before that, we had 290.
Okay.
So add 14, what? 304.
Nice.
Okay.
304.
Broke 300.
Yeah. Hell yeah. How many moves did it take?
Like four? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We've done seven
movies.
Of the movie ones?
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that is.
It flies.
Yeah.
I have,
wow.
I write exactly who picks it. So, I'm organized.
Okay, now the fun part, the ratings.
Ooh, the ratings. Who's kicking it off? Oh, should we do Abe first?
Yeah.
We're going to go with me first? Okay. Well,
because you were the one that threw it out to AOTKP?
All yeah.
Right. To be honest, I love B-movies. The less they make sense, the more I like it. And this movie is completely disjointed half the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. There's just like a scene here for something. There's one part where the whole movie, you have the captain who's bitching about the owner of the boat. He just hates her. She's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
She doesn't take care of the boat.
She's cheap.
She's cheap. And then he saves her. He's like, when the boat's burning, he's like, where is she at? We got to get her.
We got to get her.
And then after that, they become all lovey-dovey. Then they're flying out off the island, and they're just like best friends, just chilling. It's
because they got the jade to make money.
Yeah, and they're full partners now.
And it
full
just partners. Makes me like...
They're probably going to get married the next day.
Yep.
Like,
I want to know, like, is that how it was written? Or are there scenes out there somewhere that explains all this? I love not knowing.
Actually, I think we saw everything they shot.
Probably. but no, I love it. I can't give it a 5, but I will give it a 4.
Nice.
Great movie.
Nice.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun.
I like the way you said that.
I know.
A lot of fun.
Sound like fucking Nixon and shit?
Yeah, that was amazing. Should I go next?
Yeah, go for it.
I almost said first.
Go.
let me go second. I wrote it down before you said your rating so that you didn't think I was going to copy you. I also give the movie a 4.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. This movie was the shit. We got stoned cannibal monks. We got zombies. We got piranhas. We got ninja zombies. We got Nazis. We got Nazi zombies. What the fuck else could we even put in this movie? Jesus Christ.
And plot.
The titties. But with that many things, you don't have time for plots or character development. 4. Man, this movie was the shit. Thank you, Insane Mike.
I want to know how many times the director say, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
We're getting paid. Just go.
It doesn't matter. There's tits in the shot. It doesn't matter.
Did you touch some titties? We're good.
Yeah, we're good, man. You got paid to touch tits today.
I mean...
That whole scene where the Magnum P.I. guy is playing with the boob, he probably complained about the continuity so much, the director's like, fine, just touch some tits, why don't you?
Fine, just do it.
If it'll shut you up.
Oh, God. So are you guys going to fight it out for who's going next?
No, I'll go.
You'll go?
Yeah.
Go for
it. All right, let's see your tone.
I'm going to give this a 5 for an experience of watching it with you guys.
Aw.
Yeah.
That's good.
No,
rating the experience.
Yeah.
No, because I 100% agree. This movie is made. Yeah. It's made for group viewings.
Yes.
Yep.
If I watched this by myself back in the day when I originally bought this DVD, I guarantee you I wouldn't have finished the movie.
Yeah.
Really?
So.
I guarantee
you. But.
I think I would have, but not liked it like I do.
Right.
Yep.
5 in experience, but the goddamn movie gets a 2. Goddamn.
Damn!
A 2.
That's hilarious.
Good. I like it.
All right.
Okay, go, Ashlyn.
That was good.
My rating has nothing to do with the experience, because whatever. But
fuck the experience.
Yeah, fuck you guys. I don't care. I was fucking with the dog the whole time anyway, so. But anyway, you guys, I rated it a 4.
Yes!
Did you?
What?
You liked it?
I wrote it down right before we started podcasting.
Hey, 4 months.
Ashlyn gave a B-movie a higher rating than Tony.
I know, but that's happened so much.
Oh, man.
I don't really know why, but it's feel good.
It's
I don't
fun.
Know. I felt good like watching it.
Yeah, I mean,
it was really stupid, and there were a lot of like ridiculous lines. And I wish we didn't even touch on it, but there was one line in this movie. Remember when his face is like, and then he like says some dumbass line.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
We forgot to write it down.
Yes.
But
I did
it was
forget
so
to write it down.
Funny, and we were just sitting there like, oh my god. But yeah, I like the funny lines. It made me happy.
Awesome.
So
I just got really excited.
Yeah, you did.
That is so great.
I think we're turning her around.
You're
on
not
B-movies.
Turning me it's, around.
It's funny. I'm becoming okay. more Ashley and Chiba.
Don't point it out because she will revert.
Oh, no, that's true. This right, is like right. a one time thing. Nope. It's just because
Ashlyn
the movie.
Hates B-movies.
She does. It's funny. She hates them.
Fuck you guys.
Yep, she hates them.
She hates them. Keep hating
them.
Yep, keep on hating them. Keep on.
And I like that it was like it just started. That's
yeah.
the highest point for me is it just started. It's, I don't need to watch labels.
Hey, you know what also just started?
What?
What?
You know what movie?
King
the
Kong?
Stuff.
Oh. Oh
the
God.
The stuff. I need to rewatch that. Yeah, I haven't seen that.
That had
so
no
long.
Line. That shit got started, Wimmo.
Yep.
No, I don't. I just remember loving it.
It's so good.
You guys are the worst.
a funny thing I have to mention about this.
Oh, we didn't even do trivias or anything.
We didn't do... Well, there's a trivia. I didn't find a whole lot.
Okay.
One
okay.
of the cool trivias I did find that I have to mention is the director showed this to Chuck Norris. And he had a private screening just for Chuck Norris. I thought that was amazing. Because I want to know what Chuck Norris said after watching this.
I
want to
know what Chuck Norris thought.
Oh, we should... Okay, I'll tweet Chuck Norris after this.
Okay, boom.
What'd you really think of Raw Force when you watched
it? Give us your uncut feedback.
Is that the fucking Ninja Zombie movie?
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. Let me tell you. I was high on cocaine when I saw that with the director.
And then I also found... this wasn't even part of the trivia. So usually, you know how we do synopsis? Yeah. We skipped it this week. Because how do you describe this movie?
Yeah, how do you?
This one actually had the longest description out of any movie we have ever done for this show.
Damn.
Yeah, it has the long... It's like a paragraph long. There's more than one sentence
Weird.
For the synopsis.
Huh.
And that blows my mind. Cause,
what's the tagline?
Tagline. It's just so bad.
Okay.
One blow. The death blow.
There was like no, one blow. There were like no death blows
that,
at all.
What does that have to do with anything in the movie?
I don't know.
I have so many questions.
That makes it even better, guys.
It kind of does.
No, if I saw
write
that,
me down for a 4.5. I'm serious.
No
tagline bumped it up.
Nope, changed it. It's 4.5. Write it down.
Nope. And if you do not, I'm giving it 1.5.
Yours. I keep mine. Tony keeps everyone else's.
I'm talking to Tony.
I got the music all queued up.
Oh, okay. Remember that.
Okay.
4.5.
4.5. Okay. Anything else?
That was amazing.
The last thing I have to say is the title card where it just says Raw Force and you have the ninja star and
yes,
the
that
O.
Yes, that was good.
That was so
amazing.
Weird.
Yeah.
I did not know what it we were coming up on.
I thought it looked like a butthole.
It kind of does.
A ninja star could be a butthole, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe it was a butthole.
Maybe.
And then all of a sudden they were like, wait, that kind of looks like Ninja Star.
Boom.
Let's put ninjas in this
original plan.
Remember, it was originally a porn.
It was originally a porn.
Yeah. We just confirmed it, guys.
God damn.
Thank you, Attack of the Killer Podcast, for making us watch this.
Yes, thank and you. Thank you, listeners. Tune in always and share us with your friends.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Reddit. We might have something else.
Maybe
someday.
Just give us another week. We'll find another YouTube channel.
We'll
yeah.
find something.
But don't make us join TikTok.
Yeah, no. We're all too old for that.
I feel too old for that.
But thank you so much.
My fucking knee feels too old for that.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts a lot.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason.
You're the best.
Oh, that was fun.
Awesome. I am so excited.